Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. Go on, let's be friends.
And I'm joined on the line now by Brian Darcy, and he's a guitarist with Ham Sandwich, one of my favourite bands in the world. So I feel very lucky this evening to be interviewing him. Hi, Brian. How are you?
How are you? Nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling me. How are you?
I first saw you at Electric Picnic in 2015.
Wow, very good. You got to come to a good one then, I see. Yeah,
I did. And it's up to then I'd heard your name, obviously, because it's a very, very prominent name, Ham Sandwich, very unusual name for a band. But I hadn't really heard that much of your music, unfortunately, but I've been listening to you quite a lot since.
So, oh, great. That's good. Yeah.
So you set up in 2003. Is that right?
Yeah, it seems like another lifetime ago, but we all set up this band back then, 14 years ago, as a kind of... I guess a bit of a joke band, and when we came out of college, I think it was at the time, and we just said, let's just get together and make some music and just have a bit of fun, and as you can tell by the name, we didn't take ourselves too seriously, and a lot of the first couple of years were a bit scary, the gigs, you know, they weren't very good musically, but we had fun. I don't think anyone else did, but as time went on, we just got more and more opportunities, and people liked what we were doing, so we just kind of took it a bit more seriously, and I think we've been taking it seriously for last maybe, you know, 7 or 8 years, I think, maybe, you know, so it's going good at the moment, so we're just going to keep at it, you know.
It must have been incredible for it to happen for you like this, because a lot of bands would, you know, strive so hard to make it as such, and they unfortunately end up that it doesn't happen that way, or they get let down by a record company or whatever, and you have your own label as well, don't you?
We do.
109.
I guess when we started out, there were... You know, record labels still around back then who wanted to take a chance on independent startup bands like ourselves. And we had a couple of close shaves with record companies, but
did you?
I think they were on the way out maybe when we were getting to our strongest and our best position. So it never really suited us, and I think the DIY model of music is at its peak at the moment. It's great for bands starting up. Like I always say, like, if you have enough time to put into music, and if you can stomach to be around the same people for so many years, which our band, we all get on really well together, that's the key, then any kind of independent band can get on without a record company. So I would tell anyone who's into music to kind of stay at it. Don't believe that, like, a record company is the be-all, end-all, you know?
Yeah, the great words of wisdom.
Yeah.
And, my favourite song that you've done so far is Illuminate. I really love it.
Oh, cool.
I would love to have seen you in Glastonbury. What year did you play Glastonbury?
That was another lifetime ago. That was 2008. I believe it was our first album came out, Care the Meek, and everything was kind of going off that time for us. We won an award, the Meteor Awards, 2008, and then we got Glastonbury as well. I think it was June or July, and it was just a fantastic year. And we got to play the park stage. I think it was Emily Evers, the daughter of Michael Evers, she put on her own stage, and we were on early enough on the Sunday. It was just fantastic, you know. It was just such an experience, and we've been trying to get back there ever since. But we've done other UK festivals, but Glastonbury is just the cherry on the top of, you know, of all festivals, I think.
Well, maybe the year after, I think it's a fallow year next year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And what about Electric Picnic? Will you be back there, or have you become...
Well, at the moment, you see, Electric Picnic is Ireland's last three, you probably know. It's just like, we love it. We played there, I don't know, six or seven times now over the years. And every time we jump a step, you know, the next step up, it seems to occur at Electric Picnic. And we love being there. We love being asked to play there. And the people who organise it, they're very kind to ask us each time, because we're like, we can't go any further than this, can we? Mm-hmm. And then 2015, I think that's the show you saw, one of our shows anyway, we opened the main stage.
Main stage,
it was just incredible. We didn't know if we could do it. Would anyone be there? Because everyone is either in work or traffic or you're setting your tent up. So it was crammed and it was fantastic. And Podge, who's the main male singer, he got to do like a crowd surf right in. So It was brilliant, you know.
Yeah, it really was. I love the, you know, the female vocals and the male as well together. I think Aidan Gillen, did he have you on Little Voices?
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah. He introduced us for Other Voices down in Dingle. We did, I think it was the 10-year anniversary of the show, and they asked a few bands. We were just delighted to be asked. We were playing in a, I think, McCarthy's pub in the back, and we didn't get to the church, but another time maybe, but we were playing, and we're part of the 10-year anniversary, so it was great to be part of it. And Ed Gillen, he was meant to do an interview with us, but I don't think he had time. It ran over, so... But he got to introduce us, and since then he's met Niamh randomly in the queue for the shower at Letcher Picnic and also in the queue for the passport coming back into Ireland and Dublin and stuff. So we didn't get an interview, but Niamh has ran into him so many times since.
Isn't
so
that life funny like all good, that? You know? It really is. Brian, I wanted to ask you, Thursday night, the Leopardstown Racecourse, what's going on?
I have no idea. Oh, yeah.
No,
it's Bummers live at Leopardstown, and it's we're not playing many gigs this summer because we're actually writing a new album at the moment. We're trying to follow up the success, I guess, of Illuminate and things like that. So we're kind of writing more dancey kind of live orientated music. So we're kind of quiet this year at the live festival, but live at Leopardstown this Thursday, we're really looking forward to. We're going to put on our big show. And I think that's our only Dublin show for quite a while, maybe at the end of the year. But so we're saying to everyone, if you want to see us this summer, that's the best place to catch us, you know. And it's a great night. This race is on for, you know, a few hours, and then I think about 9:30 we start the music, and it's on for like 1.5 hours, and there's drinks and food. It's a really good night.
Well, it sounds fantastic. We've got 4 tickets to give away, so we're going to give those away later on during our show.
Cool.
So Brian, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. I'd love to ask you more questions. But I'm really looking forward to seeing you play again. And what I would say about this year is you probably do need some time out, because you can burn out if you're constantly gigging as well, I suppose. So,
and everyone gets in, everyone's nervous. I'm only joking. I know, it's good. It's like we actually took time apart from each other, and now we're kind of like missing each other and getting back to your room. It's because we have the best time together. So
it's good if you miss each other, I think, isn't it?
It was good rest from each other, but now we're starting to work again together, and it's a good time to make music, I think.
Yeah, well, listen, well done, and you're a great band, and look forward to hearing the new album.
Me too.
And enjoy Thursday night. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks,
Thank you
Brian.
Very much. Cheers.